One of the more delightful byways of the English language is a study of eponyms, words derived from people's names. From Beijing to Harare, where politics and sports get together, you're bound to invoke the ostracism of Captain Charles Boycott in Ireland 138 years ago. Eat a sandwich, calculate an algorithm, or catch sight of a reference to America, you're using an eponym, whether you know it or not. The media storm around sport media star Tony Veitch has inspired a new addition to the list. Veitch, 1. Noun. A voluntary spasm of purience disguised as moral high-mindedness in the public interest. 2. A carefully designed bank of fog people are expected to believe is transparent. 3. Verb. To eject an unpleasant obstruction through the nearest media outlet, in the form of a sour, foul-smelling liquid that closely resembles a mixture of feces, urine, and vinegar. Now let's get the statements of the bleeding obvious out of the way. While there are people who find sadomasochistic activity within relationships a turn-on, I don't. If my better half ever, quote-unquote, lashes out at me physically, he can look forward to charges being pressed and a letter from the venerable law firm of Sue, Grab It and Run regarding the division of property. And I fully expect the same treatment if I hit him. If the allegations against Veitch in the Dominion Post are even only half true, he's a nasty piece of work, and his carefully scripted statement to a press conference on Wednesday did nothing to change my mind. As this is being recorded, there is a possibility of disciplinary action being taken against him by his employers, TVNZ and Radio Sport. There's also speculation around a police investigation and charges being laid against him. It's neither prudent or fair-minded to anyone involved to speculate on that here. But I sure have a thing or two to say about the screaming headline on Thursday's New Zealand Herald. What did you do to her, Tony? The capitalisation of did was a particularly fine touch, by the way. But I've a counter question for the media bitch pack. Whose interests do you really think you're serving by getting an answer to that question? Really? Other than the circulation and advertising departments, that is. Violence isn't okay, but neither is the sight of media whores suddenly playing the outraged virgin and expecting to be taken seriously.